are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing, praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God,
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Jess.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Alexa.
Hi, my name is Emily.
I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Tyler.
Hey, I'm Kaya.
And I'm Karen, and we are very happy to have two writers here with us today, Caitlin and Tyler. Let's give them a big hand. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And they wrote a script about three men, and their names were, it's always kind of fun to say them. Let's say their names together.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
And they were called upon God to trust him in a way that was very, very difficult, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you guys ever had to trust God in a situation like this?
No.
Not like this.
That's right. That was really some kind of story. But before we start the story, let's play a song.
Ago, in the land of Babylon,
there lived a king named Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, this king and all the princes and governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, and other rulers dedicated a golden statue.
And the Bible doesn't tell what kind of statue it was. It doesn't say what it looked like. Does anybody have an idea, though, of what it might have looked like?
I think it might have looked like King Nebuchadnezzar.
Well, that's a possibility. Maybe he wanted people to worship him instead of God. Let's continue the story.
After the dedication, a herald went around the kingdom with the king's decree. The decree was this.
Everyone must bow down to the golden statue made by King Nebuchadnezzar.
And what would happen if they didn't bow down?
They would be thrown into the burning, fiery furnace.
That was a pretty terrible punishment, wouldn't you say? For not yeah. wanting to bow down and worship that statue. Could anyone survive something like that?
No.
Okay, so what happened next?
All the people bowed down, saying,
O king, live forever.
So all the people in the kingdom bowed down to the idol?
Not everyone. There were three people that wouldn't bow down, and they chose to stand firm and to trust that God would take care of them. And who were they?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
That's right. They stood on their feet, and they knew that anything is possible with God, and God would protect them. God would make them
strong.
Stand on His promises, live His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people and live by His power. God can make you strong.
When David was a little boy, he joined the army of the Lord. He faced a giant. With a sling and a stone, he faced his foe, and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong. Stand on His promises and live in His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
Followed Him faithfully, and they watched Him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong. Standing on His promises, live His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people and live by His power. God can make you strong. God can make you strong.
God made Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego strong too.
He gave them the courage to stand up to the king.
Why did they refuse to worship a golden idol?
Because they knew that it was wrong.
Okay. And Jessica?
They worshiped God.
Good. And Emily?
Just because God doesn't want them to bow down to anyone but Him because they weren't worthy of it.
Right.
The king became very angry and asked that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him.
He said God wouldn't save them from the fiery furnace.
And what did they say to that?
They said, God will deliver us.
So we will never bow down to your God.
They were pretty brave, weren't they, to take a stand like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had to take a stand like that for God?
No.
No, not like that.
Well, maybe not like that, but how about something else?
Well, my friend from Ohio, like, she's not a Christian, and she kind of always asks me to do stuff that I know is wrong. Mm-hmm. So I try to share the gospel with her.
That's a great example, yeah. And Jamie?
Well, one time when I invited a friend to a Bible study, he said, why do you go there? And he said that the stuff that they teach you isn't true. And because I know that it is true, I asked him why didn't he come and find out for himself. And he said maybe he would, and I was really surprised that he said that.
Yeah. Well, good for you, because all you need to do is invite someone, right?
Right.
And God will do the rest. How about you, Jess?
I don't have one big example, but sometimes when I'm with my friends, little things will come up that I know are wrong, and I have to stand up, and sometimes it's hard because I'm talking to my good friends, and
okay.
I try to word it in a way that doesn't sound mean, but I tell them what I believe is the truth so that they're not deceived.
That's right. Well, the Bible says speak the truth in love, right? And if you do it in a loving way, then they'll learn from that.
It's easier to ignore little things because they don't seem so important.
But everything is important to God.
It was hard for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to disobey the king.
But they didn't back down, did they?
No!
The king said, bow down and worship the golden statue, and
they said no!
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said no,
King Nebuchadnezzar then commanded that the fiery furnace be made 7 times hotter than usual.
And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the middle of the blaze.
But much to everyone's surprise, when King Nebuchadnezzar looked in, he saw 4 people in the midst of the flames.
And the 4th figure looked like the Son of God.
He said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out."
When they came out, they were not hurt.
And the king said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego."
Because of their faith, the king believed. He believed in their God.
So the king declared that everyone should worship the God of Israel.
Is that our God?
Yes.
Yes, that is our God. Well, you know what I'd like to say right now? Thank you to Caitlin and Tyler for writing the script. And I'd like you to say a little prayer for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and protection. We thank you for giving us the strength to stand up for you during the difficult times.
Help us to always worship you and only you, and guide others to do the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us.
Take some time this week to pray and learn about the mighty God of Israel.
The one who saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
The one who will save each one of his children.
And remember, you're never alone.
God will be by your side when you do his work.
See you next time!
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.